Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Frank Mintlerner of the University of California at Davis, who talked with our friend Ken Root of the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network in recent days about the issue of greenhouse gas emissions and how they relate back to animal agriculture. Today, Dr. Mintlerner explains for us the difference between methane and other greenhouse gases. Back on that in just a moment.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 12th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
Carson Horn and yours truly will be reporting live from New Orleans and the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, sponsored by Corteva Agriscience, with products like Grazon Next HL, Remedy Ultra, and Chaparral. They offer solutions to help you manage weeds and brush and restore productivity. Learn more at the website rangeandpasture.com. Be listening to our reports on this station, read our updates on OklahomaFarmReport.com, and follow us on Twitter and Facebook from the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, powered by Corteva. Globally, the cattle industry is accused of being a bad actor when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions and the potential of climate change. But Dr. Frank Mintlerner of the University of California, Davis, says that the greenhouse gas that's associated with the bovine really offers some good news and some bad news. The bad news is it's a potent greenhouse gas. The good news is it simply doesn't stick around all that long compared to the other greenhouse gases that are created by fossil fuels.
There's CO2, and then there's methane, and then there's nitrous oxide. The big one for agriculture, and animal agriculture in particular, is methane. And methane is depicted as the really bad gas because it's about 28 times more potent, meaning more heat trapping than CO2. What I mean by heat trapping is, think about the sun radiating down solar beams to the surface of the earth. Okay, sunshine coming in. The heat component of that sunshine is trapped by these gases. So when one of these gas molecules gets hit by one of these solar beams, then the gas molecule traps the heat and keeps it. That's why they are called greenhouse gases. Now, but the three greenhouse gases are not created equal. So if you forget everything I have said so far, don't forget what I'm about to say, which is the three greenhouse gases are not created equal. CO2 and nitrous oxide, two of the three greenhouse gases, they have a lifetime of 1,000 years. Once you put them into the air, they stay there forever, pretty much. But methane is different. Methane has a lifespan of only 10 years. If you were to have a dairy or a beef operation with a constant number of animals for a long period of time, for generations, let's say you are a fourth generation beef producer or a dairy producer, and your operation was always the same size as it is now, then you, over time, will not have added new methane, but you will have maintained equal levels of methane, because what you're producing with your cows or whatever you have, livestock, what you're producing is also being destroyed because there's a chemical reaction in the atmosphere. It's a destruction reaction called oxidation. So everything that's produced is also destroyed. So even though it's true that methane is potent and it is an important greenhouse gas, if you do not increase livestock to your farm, you will not increase methane, and as a result, you will not increase global warming. And that is a sea change. That's something that basically is discussed for just about the first time now, this year, and the year is young. If we can get a broad agreement on this, then this would be a complete change in the way that we view the significance of methane.
And remember, Dr. Mintlerner earlier mentioned to us that the population of cattle in this country has fallen over the years. So in reality, the greenhouse gases being produced by the cattle population in the United States is actually down from, say, 30, 40 years ago. Dr. Frank Mittlerner joining us today from the University of California at Davis. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, February 2nd, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 41st annual all-breed bull sale, featuring 60 breeding-age bulls, both registered and commercial. Choose from Angus, Hereford and Black Hereford, Charlet, Composite, Simmental, Sim Angus, Shorthorn, and Red Angus. Sale starts at 12:15 sharp at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. For more information or to order a sale catalog, contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Remember, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's annual all-breed bull sale, Saturday, February 2nd. We'll see you there.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.